Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Ask me. Ask Eliza anything. It's time to ask. Ask me all your questions.
It's Friday. You know what that means. You're listening to me bringing you another sipisode of Ask Eliza Anything, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Pack. Here's something retro to think about. Remember lanyards? Remember how hard it was to start one? There was always that one girl in your camp group that would start it for you, like the box pattern. And then some kids would just like, they would have like tornado shapes. Like, I'm like, when did you learn how to do this?
Right. Where are those skills coming from?
You would do, and then you'd make like one long rectangular one that would always be like the part where you messed up in the middle. You'd hang it from your keychain. I wonder if those are still a thing. We just don't go to camp anymore.
Right. Like how we learn hags is still a thing.
Yeah. What are the kids doing? They're on TikTok.
I don't know. We can't make lanyards anymore, but you know what we can do?
What?
Kick back drink with alcohol? The vibes. I know. Yeah. We can't make lanyards. We can drink alcohol.
We can have real fun. Alcohol and I can drive. Not together.
No.
But I can do adult things. I can vote.
Isn't it crazy as a kid, you're like, what if I get to drive a go-kart? You know, like, what if that happens? But then as an adult, you're like, I just do this every day.
Just the desire to have like your own space and be mobile.
Yeah.
Like any sort of little car. And then one day I'm like, oh my God, I have like a house and money and alcohol and access to everything. And I'm so bored.
Did you ever have one of those little, the little electric cars? I never had one. I was always so jealous. My parents were like, no, ride a bike. Yeah, they're expensive. And it's like, you're not doing anything.
It's a certain kind of parent that gets like a Hummer for their kid.
Oh, the Hummers. Yeah.
A little Mercedes.
If I come to your home.
Like just because you want your kid to be a realtor.
You're going to have say you have a pool party. I roll into the backyard drinking Bud Light, summer ice, I think. Driving a small electric Hummer, would that not be the coolest entrance? Would you be unsurprised?
It would be a little hipstery. I'd be like, cool.
Right. I drove the Hummer here. I had to unload it from my real car, climb into it,
yeah,
and drive it the rest of the way.
It's a weird stunt. I'd be like, it's weird that Emily even came to the party.
I came because I heard there would be Bud Light icicles.
I heard there'd be Bud Light icicles. You like Bud Light seltzer? Well, now you can lick it because it's in an icicle form. That's what you want. Frozen alcohol in fun forms. Forget slushies.
Those icicles are a hot commodity. People are DMing me like, where are they? I'm like, budlight.com/delivery, guys.
Yeah, it happens a lot with all of their fun flavors. The truth is they're just out because they're in high demand.
They're in high demand and they're always coming out with like new stuff. So it's like, if you want it, get it now.
Here's what you do. You get on the good side. You get on their board or their mailing list. You find out the new flavors. You hoard them. Remember that guy at the beginning of the pandemic that hoarded all that hand sanitizer and now he's just stuck with like 80 gallons? Screw you, buddy.
Yeah.
Profiting off our misery.
Yeah.
All right. We got questions. Your questions and I got the answers.
Yes. Yeah, so for another summer installment, here's what we're going to do. We're going to help you guys. We've got a couple work questions on deck because we want to work through these work questions, get over them, give you answers so you can solve your problems and then kick back and not worry about it anymore.
That's what it's all about this summer. Just not worrying.
Yeah.
Not worrying about the fact that there's a skunk in my yard.
Oh, that is tough.
We trapped him this morning. By we, I mean someone else.
A nice man.
And I watched that skunk spray that guy.
Spray him twice.
He was dauntless. He was like, anyway, but my whole house smells like a skunk butthole right now.
He must wear like Kevlar.
No, skunk he's just Kevlar. Wearing a shirt. And I think he's just like occupational hazard.
Maybe you go into that job because you don't have a sense of smell.
Maybe he's just okay with smelling like skunk tush. You've been skunk tushed.
So yeah, nobody's job listening. Unless you're collecting skunks, it's not that bad. So let's solve your problems.
Okay.
Hey, Eliza. I've been a fan of yours since 2015 and had mono, so got to binge war paint in freezing hot while in bed. I'm 25, female, and a DI rowing coach. D1, sorry, right?
A do-it-yourself rowing coach.
D1 rowing coach. I have a really hard time turning off my, quote, work brain. My question is, how do you avoid burnout? How do you allow yourself time to not just keep grinding without feeling like a guilty shithead? Would love to hear your thoughts. Can't thank you enough for all your hard work and the laughs.
This is a specifically American problem. And truthfully, I'm sure there's like a Fast Company article or something that details like how to turn off, because I am self-employed. So for me, like, work is pleasure. Pleasure is work. You kind of don't ever stop. You're working at odd hours. Maybe you like turn your phone off and like decide, like unplug, go for a massage or like a run, like carve out that quiet time. I usually just get to a place where I'm like, it's enough. Literally no one else is working. Like the industry shuts down for 4th of July weekend. And by weekend, I mean the full week surrounding, bumping up against the beginning and end of 4th of July. When you realize that you're a clown and no one else is working and you're just like killing yourself, it's one thing to like try to further yourself and like work on your novel at night or like a screenplay that you end up turning into like a big hit on Netflix. But sometimes ask yourself, like, am I being productive or am I just being neurotic? Also get a little buzzed, because then you can't do any work, or you shouldn't.
Right. Like, are you working because that's actually getting you somewhere? Are you just filling hours because you think that's what you should be
doing? It's an American problem. Like, are like being productive all the time. Or maybe like book a trip that's expensive or do something that's expensive, like a spa treatment, just something where you like need to put the phone down.
Yeah.
Get into that relaxing mindset. It's so snobby, but I always say like sometimes I need a vacation to prepare for my vacation.
Yeah.
Like if we go to Mexico, those first 3 days are like no bueno. Yeah. And then I like really get into it, like the Dolce Vita, like those last 2 days. And then I'm like, oh, well, I can't wait to turn my phone back on. So for some of us, it's just hard.
It's hard. And there's such a mentality, like, especially around MLMs, there's that thing of you set your own hours and the people are like, look, I was able to fulfill orders in my hospital bed. It's like, well, you shouldn't have to. Like, that shouldn't be where we're at.
Nobody's actually expecting that of you, by the way.
No.
I mean, look, I always dislike when people are like, look, I do my work during my work hours and that is all. But those people don't advance. So yes, there's something to be said for having a competitive advantage, but there's something to be said for like spinning your wheels. So I would parse out what's necessary work and what isn't.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're someone I think this question is apt for because you do have the appearance of always being doing something.
I'm so over people commenting on it. And you know what else I'm over? People being like, are you taking time to enjoy it? I'm like, what's it to you?
No.
I'm fine. You have no idea what I do when you don't see me on the internet.
Right.
I ate a bowl of cereal for a full hour today.
No, but I will always remember, and I've talked to you about this before, when I first started working for you and we were like setting my hours and stuff and you were like, look, these are your hours. I work every single day for my job. And you do. Like, you do shows. You do. You're always doing something, but you also have it balanced to where you're like, okay, I can step away for a second.
Yeah.
But you are always doing something.
Something, but also sometimes, like, I was checking my phone for like an hour before we did this today.
But there's like a way
to
balance it out.
Sure. Some people are self-motivating, self-governing. Some people need structure. It's just, what are your study habits?
Self-governing. I mean, I went to a Montessori school, so I had to self-govern.
You're really proud of the fact that you took no math and only drew. It's really served you well. Look at you now.
I know.
Ripped microphone of a podcast out of a corner of my office.
Oh, I know. I realized the other day I accidentally gave you the ripped microphone and I was watching you use it and I was like, oh, we're already in it.
I knew.
You noticed? Because I looked and I saw like our little, because I look at our little recording box and our little lines weren't where I thought they would be. And I was like, oh no, I switched microphones.
You know, it goes in your report.
But post-vaccine, I feel like it's less of a concern to use each other's microphones.
Oh, I thought you just don't want me to have a ripped one. Anyway,
I mean, I also.
People at home are falling asleep at the wheel.
They don't like this.
Let's get back to the hot advice. Also, let me just say this. Only women are constantly challenged and asked and reminded about the work-life balance. Men don't get asked that a lot. It's like, yeah, I just do my thing because I'm supposed to. So remove yourself from the expectation that you need to answer for how do I balance it? How do I not do it? I promise you, you are not, you might be overworked, but you will correct yourself. If you're not feeling well, you'll take a step back, right? If you need a minute, you probably take it. Spend less time trying to reconcile it in your brain and more time just doing things.
Yeah.
Women, ask less permission. Don't ask women, and this is not you, about like, how do you balance like your marriage and work? It's like, hopefully you're married to someone who just understands the way that you work.
Yeah.
We're asked to answer this because it's so weird that women are doing things still.
Yeah.
I don't think about it, whether my husband and I have dinner or breakfast. It's just, And by the way, I could give that advice. And of course I would be canceled. Well, don't assume all women eat breakfast. So it's just whatever. Maybe you have sex every day. Maybe you make him a pot roast on Fridays. Maybe he comes to your lacrosse tournaments. The answer is whatever fucking works for you.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it ain't working.
Yeah.
How dare you suggest that women also have lives and work. Some of us don't. And that's my choice.
Everybody cancel. Do what you want to do. I mean, if you feel better working, do your work. But there is like nobody's, you can take a break. It's allowed.
Ask a friend to help you. Be like, please take me to lunch. Please buy me lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
No, yeah, that's real fun. Make a friend take you to lunch.
I mean, you don't have to make them pay.
Yeah, you got to make them pay. Otherwise, what's the point of having friends? Kick it. This is not a summer memory, but it sort of is because I have this very specific memory of two-a-days for volleyball going into my freshman year in Texas, right? It's so hot. I can still like taste the thickness of the smell of cut grass in the morning. Yeah. And we go do these runs. And I know this is another drink brand, so I won't say it, but it's like a sports drink. And they had a flavor, it was lemon ice. And it was like the flavor. And it was like the flavor of like 1997 hot two-a-days. And it was such a good flavor. And they discontinued it because anything good always gets canceled to make room for mediocre things. But the Bud Light Seltzer summer ice flavor is like an adult version of that. And I sat outside the other day and somebody had cut their grass. I don't have a ton of grass at my house next door. And it was hot. And I like kicked back with one of these. And I was like, guess who doesn't have to run a timed mile today? Tis I. Guess who doesn't have to run suicides on a football field even though they're in JV volleyball? Me. Bud Light Seltzer, Summer Ice. They also got cherry limeade. Tasty time. They also have blue raspberry. And those three powers combined make up their retro summer pack. Get these flavors in. Sip on summer. Sip on some memories. And give yourself the ability to think about more memories because you're getting a little buzzed. Summer is here. And I'm going to say it, have earned this summer. And hey, if you're tired of drinking, your throat's tired, they got you. They got Bud Light Seltzer Icicles. So it's all those delicious summer retro pack flavors in icicle form, right? Because at heart, we're still kids. There's still something really fun about pushing a frozen treat up through the paper and just nibbling on it. Or do what I do, put the icicle in the drink and make a thing. Make it your own. Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Pack in drink and icicle form are available for a limited time only this summer. It's fleeting, just as your youth was. Bud Light Seltzer, you don't have to look any further. You can get it delivered at budlight.com/delivery. 21 and up. Remember to drink responsibly.
So another work question we're going to help out with so that you can get through it, get back into the good vibes of summer. Comes from Anonymous. Hi, Eliza, Emily, Tianfu, and team. I'm a 27-year-old female and live in the upper Midwest. My question is about leaving a job.
So is that like Minnesota?
Upper Midwest, yeah.
Like Wisconsin. Right? Iowa? It's like the heart of the Midwest is Kansas, like anything above that? Nebraska? Okay.
I'm a teacher and have a new job at a new school district this fall. Ooh, so they have summer off. I haven't told my director yet that I'm leaving because I'm scared of her emotional reaction to this news. I'm nervous of how she will take the news of me voluntarily leaving. Do you have any advice on how to have a conversation with her about me leaving? Many, many thanks.
Leaving your job or leaving for the summer?
She's leaving her current teacher job for a new teacher job in a new school district.
Oh my gosh. Women of the world, a man would not write this in. They'd be like, it's called upward mobility. I'm getting after it. This is not on you. This random woman's emotional, which is unprofessional response, like unless you guys had some sort of love affair, allow her to have her response, be like, I'm so sorry. Like take that as she likes you and she's going to miss you, but worried about it. Like she should be excited for you. If she's a real friend, she's excited for you. I think you're just nervous because you don't want to deal with that, but like keep your eye on the prize.
The kindest thing you can do is let her know ASAP so she can figure out her next steps.
By the way, that is the biggest, that's the power move, is saying, hey, I love working here. I respect you so much. I wanted to let you know as soon as possible to give you the respect so that you have time to find someone else.
Yeah.
People, I've delivered the most annoying news, but when I say like, hey, I just wanted to give you the respect, people automatically they like step up to your level. They're like, oh, yeah, thank you. Well, yeah. Thank you for that respect. Her emotional response is irrelevant. What's the alternative? You stay so you don't hurt her fifis? Let me guess. You're a teacher. You make about $10 an hour plus maybe a free lunch. So get that money. Do what's right for you because you already give so much.
Do it sooner rather than later also so that then you can have your summer to prep for your new job without these feelings of like guilt and worry.
You do it the right way and you do it the professional way and you move on.
Yeah.
The emotional response, like if just take it as a positive thing. If she's angry, then great. You made the right choice. If she's anything other than disappointed that you're leaving because you're so good, you know, which is nice, but you got to worry about you. Girls, we spend so much time. First of all, there's a version where you quit and the woman's like, all right, peace. See ya. We spend so much time thinking about other people's feelings when they're probably not even thinking about us or the answer is it's going to be fine. Do not get bogged down. The good thing about women is that we're loving and kind and giving, but like, what, you're going to stay?
Yeah, maybe.
And then she's going to leave in a year?
What'd you tell her? You know, maybe make some plans for you guys to hang out outside of work.
No.
If you want to stay in touch, I mean, if you want to stay sure. friends with this
well,
woman.
Well, that's on her really to see if she, you know, you'll see her reaction. If she's a big old bee about it, then you move on. But you got better places to be. You're moving on and you got your summer. And you know what? It's your God-given right as a teacher to have that summer.
Yeah, that's so the benefit.
Squeeze every little seltzer-infused bubble out of that.
I've had summer.
Men don't think about this.
No.
And it's not you want to be a man, but like you do. It's not even about being selfish. Like you give the information. You do it respectfully. You're not a dick. You're not calling first day of school like, you know what?
I'm not coming back.
Hope you had a good summer.
I mean, I will say, so my dad retired. Well, he's about to, but he told them, he's like, I'm retiring X month. He gave them like 6 months notice.
Yeah.
And at like 5 months in, they're like, I haven't found anyone. Could you stay for one more month?
Nope.
And he was like, okay, I'll do one more, but that's it. And so he's like wrapping up and we were talking the other day and he's like, they still like haven't trained anyone. I'm leaving this week. This is it.
I know. I appreciate that your dad's a man, although I don't want to assign gender.
He is a man.
Women, like people will take advantage. Like people in general are lazy and don't do their jobs and they don't want, so they will just keep taking advantage. These people will let you just stay. Whatever your job is, they will let you just keep doing work.
Yeah.
Draw your boundaries. Keep your eye on the fucking prize.
Get out. Yeah. Be nice. Get out. Enjoy summer.
When I left the Laugh Factory where I was doing my podcast, I said it. I don't care at this point. When I left the Laugh Factory, I was very respectful. I called and I said, hey, I've been offered my podcast to do it somewhere else. This is years ago. And the owner of the Laugh Factory chose to have a full-on aneurysm, screamed at me, and banned me from the Laugh Factory. And I'm doing just fine. So I said it. Who cares? I'm just saying, like, I did the right thing. I kept my eye on the prize. I took my podcast somewhere else.
Yeah.
How that person wants to react. And by the way, I've been invited back. Like, it's fine. He bans everyone. But it's not on you how they react.
No.
You move forward in the direction of your dreams.
Yeah. Get it over with.
So that's my answer. Dig your heels in, but also keep moving. What? This was another Ask Eliza Anything Sipisode brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer. And they're bringing you this summer their Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Pack and tasty, tasty throwback summer flavors like blue raspberry, summer ice, and cherry limeade. You can get one at budlight.com/delivery.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside, and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge, and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Eliza.